Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Disclaimer, this piece reflects the writer's opinion and compiled opinions of others on the subject matter. It does not reflect the opinions or beliefs of World Abuzz. The COVID-19 situation in Malaysia is not getting any better and is expected to get worse in the weeks to come. As the healthcare system is being pushed to its limits, it is unsurprising that our Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah is feeling worn out as well after leading the fight for almost a year since the outbreak started. He has since voiced his apparent frustration on Twitter, where he reminds the public to stay home and stay safe, a phrase we have all been hearing since March 2020 and one that some seem to have grown numb to. For illustration purpose only. On the 16th of January, Dr. Noor Hisham shared the new daily COVID-19 increase, which had reached an all-time high of 4,029 cases. If we do not get this MCO right, the worst is yet to come. A daily reminder to all, please stay at home. Stay home and stay safe, he said, hinting that a lot is at stake during this MCO 2.0. However, one Twitter user responded to Dr. Noor Hisham's tweet, saying that politicians and VIPs are to blame and that he should have spoken up when they flouted standard operating procedures (SOP) in the past few months. Dr. Noor Hisham then responded. But this only elicited more responses from other users, who expressed their frustration as well, with most of them saying that they have been the ones following SOPs all this time and questioned why politicians and VIPs weren't being reprimanded. Others admitted that they do not have an income during this MCO 2.0 but are still complying with the rules. It was evident that there was a spike in daily cases after the Sabah elections and many lives have been lost since then, but if the rakyat have been nothing but obedient to all the rules set by the government, who is to blame for the state our country is in now? We have to remember that not everyone can afford to just stay home, as many do not have an income and every passing day is a struggle on its own. Let's just hope that MCO 2.0 will achieve the expected results and that we will begin to see a decrease in daily cases. We also do not dismiss the fact that Dr. Noor Hisham has been working tirelessly day and night to ensure that this pandemic is being tackled in the best way possible while allowing the economy to run, and for that we are grateful. To help his efforts and the efforts of all our frontliners flourish, the rakyat alone shouldn't be complying to rules but also those in power. If anything, they should be setting a good example to the rest. And together we can put an end to this pandemic. What do you think about this? Share us your thoughts in the comments below. Also read, MCO 2.0, here's a list of roadblocks and closures in Klang Valley so far. Source, info roadblock JPJ, Polis source, Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter. Source, Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.